Today is Tuesday, October 13th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I sound a little bit raspier this morning because several reasons. It's 8:14 in the morning, and I don't normally get up. Well, I'm normally getting up around this time, but I'm not normally like fully dressed and recording an episode at this time because my coworkers, or most of them, including my boss, all work out of the California office. And so they don't really, they're not really starting work until about 11 a.m. my time. And so, most of us who are in the Arkansas office, who are on teams that are based in California or have bosses in California, we don't really have to start quite as early because none of our teammates are on until 11 a.m. So I had to get up earlier though this morning because I have one of those infamous haircuts. All right, so we got a voicemail. I'm going to go ahead and play this. I don't know. I didn't get a transcription, so I'm not really sure if this is going to be like a hang up, but we're going to go ahead and play it and just see if it's an actual voicemail. So let's have a listen.
Okay, so true story. I'm chatting with Scotty, and he says, there's so many cute ducklings around here at the moment. One family has four, another family has six or seven. And I said, actual ducks? And he says, as opposed to fake ducks? I seriously thought that there were human people with their pet ducks out walking around. One family has four. So I wasn't even thinking of mom and dad duck with their little ducks. I was literally thinking of like you or me out with our pet ducks. Oh my gosh. Adam.
Hi, Kathy Bacon.
The struggle is real.
So wait, you were thinking, thank you for your call, by the way. So you were thinking, I'm glad that was a real call because my service couldn't transcribe that at all. But you were thinking that the ducks were pet ducks. So, all I want to say is I feel like a rabbit is kind of a interesting pet. Not a lot of people have rabbits. Like if you were going to, I'm sure there's some study that they've done online or somewhere. There are all kinds of, you can find a study for anything. And I'm sure there's some kind of study out there that says, oh, this percentage of people have dogs as pets. This percentage of people have cats as pets. This percentage of people have iguanas as pets. This percentage of people have ferrets as pets, and yada yada, and rabbits. And I feel like rabbits would come kind of low down on that list. But for some reason in the Pride 48 community, I know two people who have had or currently have pet rabbits, and that's Moose P and the Kathy Bacon family. And I consider that to be kind of an unusual pet. I mean, I know they're cuddly and they're cute and yada, 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 all that kind of stuff. But you just don't normally see that as a pet. Maybe at one point in the United States history, that was a common pet. I don't really think it's a common pet anymore. It's kind of like a pet pig. There are people out there who do have pet pigs, but not very many. I did see when Mark and I were in, I want to say it was when we were in Montreal. Oh, the days when we were able to travel. Ugh. So when we were in Montreal, we saw someone walking a pig. So it does happen. I mean, there are those times when there are unusual pets. Anyway, so you thought, I guess because you have an unusual pet, you're like, oh my God, somebody has pet ducks. I don't know. Maybe you don't consider a rabbit to be an unusual pet. But there you go. Well, around here, we do have ducks, but really common around here is those geese. that decide that they're like, they own the place. And so you'll be driving down the road and the geese will have decided that it's time for them to cross the road. And, you know, these are not small birds. These are fairly large birds. And nobody wants to hit them. And so you'll see a line of geese crossing like the highway, you know, like a, well, like a four lane road, maybe not a highway, but like a four lane road. And everyone will just be stopped. And these geese are taking their time. They're just strolling along and, you know, doing whatever it is that they want to do. They're like, oh, bitches, you're just going to have to wait on us, you know. And I did see one time someone had run over one. I'm sure they didn't do it on purpose. But we do have ducks as well. But yeah, but our big thing around here is the geese. And we have lots of parks with little ponds and stuff like that. And so they like to congregate. So yeah, I'm recording early because I have to leave in about 5 minutes. Well, 10 minutes. As soon as I get this edited and I have to go do my long drive. So I downloaded a bunch of stuff on the phone to listen to on my way. Not watch. I'm not going to watch anything. I'm just going to listen to stuff on Netflix. I'm going to listen to it. Don't worry, everyone. I'll be fine. Mostly documentaries. Like there's a documentary about design. And it's basically like they will, one episode will be about a painter and one episode will be about a stage set designer and one will be about an architect and what, you know, all that kind of stuff. And they just talk about like their practice and what they do and how they get inspired and all that kind of stuff. And I can't decide whether it's boring or interesting, but it's good to do documentaries for road trips because I can listen to those and you don't have to really watch them per se. Like some shows that, you know, you really want to watch the show and then it makes it difficult to actually drive and watch the road. So I do a lot of documentaries. I also have a Dolly Parton documentary and I can't remember the name of it now, but Dolly Parton documentary and I decided that looked interesting last night when I was laying in bed starting to download stuff. But keep in mind, all of this will keep me safe so that I don't crash, you know, and burn. So I don't remember if I said this, but we visited my parents on Sunday and my stepfather, he wants to go snow skiing. And for about the past 4 or 5 years, and we used to go on family snow skiing trips, so this is not like an unusual thing. In fact, my stepfather trained as a ski instructor when he was a youth. And so he's a very good skier. And he's getting older. My parents are both 71. And, you know, we like to go skiing together. But it's been quite a while since we've been, and I'm the only one that he skis with now, pretty much. And the last time we went was probably over 5 years ago. And every year he keeps kind of bringing it up. Oh, I want to go skiing. Oh, I want to go skiing. Hey, do you want to go skiing? And so my mom called on Sunday and she said, hey, your stepdad wants us to go to, and it's Idaho. I want to say like Sun Valley, Idaho in March. Well, I was kind of, you know, I didn't know what to do exactly because we do have COVID going on. And I don't know how long that's going to last. And I don't know when they're actually going to have a vaccine that's widely available. And maybe by March, you know, there'll be a vaccine that I'll be able to just run down to Walgreens and take. I don't know, that my parents can go take. And, you know, they're older and they're conservative and they're of the ilk that have now decided that COVID is over. I think they still wear their masks when they go, but you know, they're like, okay, we're tired of it now. You know, we want to get out and do things. And they're right in that susceptible age group as well. So I didn't really know what to do, but I decided that this far out, anything that is booked would be cancelable. So I told him, I'm like, you know what? Go ahead, book the room or the condo or whatever you want to book. We'll look at flights. We'll go ahead and book those. All of that should be refundable. you know, and so we'll just kind of monitor the situation. The other thing is Mark really needs to go to the Philippines when it's safe to do so. And so he may be going to the Philippines if and when there's a vaccine. And we don't know if that's going to coincide with the ski trip. So we'll see how that goes. Yesterday, I didn't really do anything. I worked and I did a lot, actually, but nothing of note. I worked, I cooked dinner, and I recorded But First. So, and I edited and posted it last night. All right, I got to get on the road. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And I will see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.